This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Recent data is suggesting better times are ahead for the feedlot industry. Kansas State University Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser regularly computes feedlot closeouts.
Negative returns or break-even returns, small losses are projected for cattle leaving here in August as well, September. But then starting in October all the way through currently April of 2023 is the furthest out month that my projections look at, are all positive returns, and real narrowly the months of November through January. So cattle would be leaving feed yards. The returns are north of $100.
Tonser said improved margins are developing.
These projections show a lower cost of gain, so corn prices and the like coming back some, and moreover, output prices, so the price you're going to get for your finished animal is projected to go up notably for animals leaving the yard. These are projections. We have a long ways to go till November to see if these are realized, but the market is signaling currently that things are going to improve for the cash operators, at least in the feedlot space.
One key factor here is strong, sustained consumer demand.
So retail, again, think grocery store demand, is actually up for every category I look at, except for plant-based patties. The month of July had stronger grocery store demand than in June, but the story is basically the flip when we look at food service. If you put a bow around that, I think it's, again, ongoing evidence that consumers are tightening their belts.
He added that prices and inflation are also important factors. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.